escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, here we go. 8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. Bonus. Separated. Dumber than we thought.
Non-consecutive.
Yeah. We were on location. Now we're at location. This happens a lot in tennis where somebody's down two sets.
Yeah.
Injury, help me out. The Joker, who said this is his best last chance to win a Grand Slam.
Not looking good so far.
No, right now he's down to the world's top-ranked player, Jannik Sinner. We have a lot for you. In fact, right at the start, I want someone to really tell me why you enjoy the cabin experience. Because I saw it yesterday. I was running around crosstown. My planning was not very good. From Bloomington, then to Ramsey, then to Hopkins, back the other way. So I saw traffic on both 494 and 169 at about 11 o'clock in the morning. And it was packed already on a Thursday. And I'm not saying every single person was going to their cabin, but a lot of them were. And my thought was, one, does anyone work again?
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I'm saying this as I have the day off because the Twins are playing.
Yeah.
So who am I to say? Who am I to say? You know, to quote Paul Douglas, first time it's actually genuine and makes sense, who am I to say? And then the fact that your kids reach a point and they never want to go. They have friends. They have sports. They have girlfriends. The fact that you go up there and put in all the work that you do. Is the cabin experience worth it? I'd love calls on it. I'd love, you're in traffic right now,
right, somewhere
listening to us, and you're still committed to the cab. Because I think a lot of people, Adam, they tell their significant other they're committed to the cabin. They tell their kids, but when they're with their best buddies, male or female, like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Yeah.
Why did I buy this thing?
That's such a great point, and a lot of it, you nailed it with the kids. Because in this day and age, if you have kids who play sports, it's almost impossible
to
have a cabin and enjoy it. Because your summers are consumed. And it's not just the normal summer sports. It's whatever sport your kid is playing.
Now, that might be a reason to get a cabin because the kids are so fixated on one sport so much.
And I do have a friend who bought a cabin and made it a point of his two children, even though they were heavily involved in sports, saying, we're not doing that. We are. And they've made it work. And his kids are quite successful in sports, too, so that they didn't need to be all year.
You get a little bit of the cabin experience, though, so explain as much as you want.
So my in-laws have a place that where we were over the 4th, and even while we were out on the lake, Jen and I were talking, and Jen and I have talked before about, do we want to get a place? Do we want to find a place?
Because when you're on the lake, when you're there, when it's beautiful outside.
That's what I'm saying.
And when things are working, you're like,
why not?
We're only going around once, or if we're going around again, we might be a rock. You know, so here I am. I don't know if you've heard of this place called Gull Lake.
Hidden gem.
Gull Lake. Mm-hmm. Look it up. Not a lot of people know about it. You're on Gull Lake. It's 82. You're tubing. Yep. You're jet skiing. You're whatever you're doing. You're loving it.
Yeah.
So when you're there, it's just all the other stuff associated
Correct.
With it is awful.
And even packing up to go home, where it's you got
yes.
all the work to do that. And you're right. It's just it depends on how much you love that. And a lot of people, the work, they love the work too.
Yeah.
I like going up, fixing stuff. Not speaking of me. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
You'd have to actually have that kind of talent.
Yeah.
But the tinkering about up at the lake, doing that, that's some people just enjoy doing that too. And that's part of it. And they accept that that's part of the reasoning behind it.
Well, this is a little bit. You now believe no one ever should be allowed to work from home. That's the new Adam Carter policy. I believe you said at 9/12, if you try to work from home, we shoot you in the leg.
Yeah.
You know, just as a statement that it's the other leg.
Alligator Gitmo for you. Alligator Alcatraz. Okay.
So, yeah, if you can stay up there for weeks.
Yes.
Or let's say you can go up there Wednesday. You know, and so you're missing some of the traffic. And so then you have a little bit more time. So if you are a tinkerer, when things aren't working, you have more time. But if you're the traditional, okay, I'm going to get out of work maybe a little early on a Friday. And so we're on the road at 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Brainerd area. Well, that's 3.5 hours.
Yes.
Okay. Then, again, you're the traditional Monday worker. You're coming back.
In the teeth of coming back.
Then it's 4 hours
yeah.
coming back. I mean, I can't do that.
No.
I'm not patient enough
right.
to do that.
I think if you are committed to that normal work week, that's a really, really tough thing to do.
But people have been doing it for decades in this state.
And let's not forget about the cost, too. I mean,
minor little point.
Growing up, so many of my friends' families had cabins because they bought it. Either they were in their family or they got them for like, you know, 40 grand.
Yeah.
And now good luck to you. I mean, lots now are $400,000, $500,000 in some of the more premier areas. Yes, you can still find smaller lakes, but that's another part of it. It's just so cost prohibitive to do.
Are you a part of the lake experience, the cabin experience? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you relish it? Do you wish you were? Is it one of the greatest regrets of your life? Dave Harrigan, if you could pull this off. The finances were available to you, and you found the right place with your girls now, what, 8 and 5?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty good wheelhouse, right?
It
is. To go up for about 4 or 5 more years before Molly's involved in 17 activities. Okay.
We're already close.
You find a place. Let's say you find a place in Nevis, right? And plenty of water up there, so it's not as crazy as Brainerd. Beautiful, underrated, that Nevis Park Rapids. Mm-hmm. That's a great part
it
of the state.
Area.
It really is. Are you in?
No.
Thank you.
No, I'm absolutely not. My wife's family used to have a place, and it was her grandfather built it when my mother-in-law's family was, I mean, she was young. All the kids were young. The grandfather built it. They lived in St. Paul, and he built it on Forest Lake because that's the furthest he could stand driving with the kids.
Yeah.
So that's it. We're building here.
Annandale's another one of those kind of quasi.
Yeah.
You know.
And at the time, Forest Lake was out there. And, you know, they don't have the place anymore. They got rid of it 2-3 years ago. The whole family just said, that's enough. It's in disrepair and it's going to cost too much. But that was nice because you could day trip it. Hey,
yeah,
let's go up
right.
for a Saturday and
yeah.
then we can come back and it's no big deal.
Right.
But I think of all the things I do at home on a weekend. We catch up on housework, just cleaning the house, you know, getting the yard mode and you know whatever other
yeah.
yard work needs to be. When do you do that then if you're going up every weekend because you got to use the cabin because
right.
you're paying for it
yeah.
then all of a sudden you're coming back on a Sunday night, you got to mow the lawn, someone's got to do the laundry, you got to do the grocery shopping for the next week, you got to clean up the house, man, that's a lot of work,
right? And you might, Adam, might want to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you might want to just, hey, I'm just going to sit here and just listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm just going to go for a walk. Or I'm going to sit here and do the TikTok for 30 minutes. Are we, the three of us, too negative on the cabin experience? Are you with us 100%? Because seeing the traffic that early, I saw it at 11, I saw it at 2. I called Kathleen because we, at one point, I've told this story a couple times. We met, I think it was Gary Carilla? Like, it was a big deal up there. Now, of course, I'd go with the mayor of Cross Lake, Rob Berkland. But we came reasonably close, and both of us on the phone. One of the greatest decisions of our life. Not exactly ahead of the kids, but in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
To not have a cabin. Thank you for not finding the right cabin. Are we right? Are we wrong? On Real Talk. Real Talk. Or what was the other one again?
It was Keeping It Real.
Keeping It Real. News Talk 830 WCCO. You know what should keep real too? Your body, your limbs, your muscle, your flexibility. If what do you see, and I'm going to talk about Aquarius and water in a little bit, but what are some of the things that you hear about frequently about feeling better now, getting older, or all ages? Your flexibility. You hear about that all the time. And for a lot of us at home, it sounds good. They really don't do it. We might buy, you know, something we can stretch the hamstrings, but if you do it once every 3 weeks, no. Not going to help. Why not go with my friends, the professionals, with the 11 locations in town at Stretch Lab? Pros, men, women, young, old, trained, good, friendly people who are going to work differently with Adam than they do with Dave, than they do with me. Because you might have the neck issue, the shoulder issues, the lower back, the glutes, the hamstring, the calves, the feet, the toes. They'll work with you. They have been trained so they know what to do. You can go there once and say, I tried it. Not worth it. I think you're going to go in there once and you're going to love it, and you'll probably sign up for a monthly rate where you can go multiple times. It's worth at least one visit. I guarantee that. Check it out online. I've been going since 2019. My son's been going. Friends going. Heartily recommend it. StretchLab.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Adam Carter, it's your turn to guess the bumper music theme. I know. Why is Dave playing this tune?
Is it Live Aid anniversary?
Coming up Sunday.
There you go.
40 years.
Yeah. Do you remember watching this?
No. God, no.
No.
40-year anniversary, so it would have been 10.
Yeah.
Wasn't exactly plugged into the music scene.
You weren't paying, I mean, you're still up on the roof, or you're still in the backyard with the Packers uniform.
Probably.
You know? I mean, I can't ask him because he's one.
Yeah.
Right?
I was locked in, actually.
Yeah, you're locked in.
At both concerts. Wembley, JFK Stadium, yep. I was in on both.
Again, Brits were kicking our butts.
Yeah.
It was better over there. But yeah, we're playing tunes from that. I think we have a CNN special on it, too, coming up. The Liberal. Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how much money? I'm trying to remember how much money did Live Aid raise. Kind of look that up.
I'll okay, we're, that number.
We're talking about the cabin experience. We're 0-3 here. We're out on the cabin experience. Are you with us? You think we're right?
I don't think I'm an out. Like
okay,
a hard
you're,
out.
Okay, you're not a hard out.
Right.
How much
245 million.
245 million. Feels like if we did it now, might be 1.245 million. Right? And considering USAID is going away, we might have to do another Live Aid. Okay, I'm a hard out. Dave's a hard out. You're a... So 0 to 10, 0 is a... Hard out, 10 is, I want a cabin, I want the full experience. What number is Adam Carter?
6.
6, so a little bit more, you want it. Okay? Got it. Chad is called in. Chad, go ahead. Are you with us or are you against us on just at least two of us, no part of the cabin experience?
I'm a hard 0. There are two people in history knew how to do cabins. They were all in. Ted Kaczynski, Walter White when he moved up to New Hampshire. Beyond that, no. Hard out.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
That is so...
Unless you're writing a manifesto.
Yeah. Or you're...
A great American novel, otherwise stay in the cities like a normal person.
Thank you, Chad. Living up to the name, I appreciate that. Snarky, smart aleck, very good. Or you're running from a meth operation.
Yes.
Okay. You're the Unabomber or all of Albuquerque is trying to track you down. Okay, let's look at a lot of text here on this topic. Remind you, major in about 10 minutes. Depends on what you like in life. If you like to golf all the time and spend the money on it, that just depends. Well, yeah, there are people who golf all the time. I'm not one. I mean, I talk golf. I enjoy it, but...
Rarely play.
Well, I'm not going to say I rarely play, but considering things happen this year, I'm not even averaging once a week. So I wouldn't call that all the time. No Live Aid for Adam. He was busy pulling the lawn cart out of his neighbor's car trunk.
Jart, yeah.
Is that what it was? That was called?
The jart, yeah. Threw one through my neighbor's trunk.
That's not good.
No.
I'm way to Cross Lake Whitefish Chain 19 years in a row. Best mental break ever. Pontoon cruise. Booze, okay. Golf, water sports, sunsets, no traffic. When I drive across the lake, I listen to Chad. Well, thank you for listening to us. Listen, I get it. There's a reason, Dave, why the roads were so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who don't agree with the two of us. Our family spent summers on Madeline Island, loaded up the station wagon with 7 kids, all our cousins, left Memorial Day, came back Labor Day every year. We just thought that was summer. Okay, now that's different.
Yeah, that's...
that's incredibly different, and that sounds incredibly fantastic.
That's called summering. We're summering on Madeline Island.
Yeah, Madeline Island, by the way.
Madeline Island.
Pretty spectacular. Yeah, if there's a place... Now, does that change you? Because for me, that would.
Well, yeah, if you're moving there for the summer, that's an entirely different bit. Just
right.
Like if you're going to, you know, a cabin for a full week. If you're not leaving for a week, that's different, but... Having to go up there every weekend and do all the stuff and then get 3 hours to yourself before you have to pack it up and come back home. No thanks.
More text here on the Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226. My husband's family had a cabin 5 hours north. They'd leave on Friday night, wait for it, come home Sunday night.
Oh.
That's what they did for 15 years. My family did not have a cabin. Instead of going to the cabin, we went on vacation across the country. My husband had never seen the place that I've seen as a kid. I think when you cabin, you miss out on a lot of other travel. I think that's true, Adam.
I do too.
Because
you're committed to it.
Right. Unless you're, you know, you're rolling with big dough, you're sitting there going, okay, we could go to San Francisco this weekend. Well, we got five of us. That's very expensive. Mm-hmm. Or we could go back to the cabin, which we've also spent a lot of money on, and our window is short. So you lose out on travel. So, again, a lot of this is do you care about travel?
Right.
Like, three of us all are, we enjoy traveling. That's maybe part of why the two of us are more down on. If you're lucky enough to own a home, stay there and enjoy it. Why mow two sets of lawn, pay taxes, utilities on a second place if you only go a few times a year? I would respond to that text and say, Adam, I think more often people who own a cabin go more than a few times a year.
Yes.
They're committed.
Yeah.
It's almost, what do you think, Dave, every weekend in the summer?
It's probably close. And a lot of people would continue into the fall, especially if they're hunting or mm-hmm. you know, ice fishing in the winter.
Usually in the winter.
Chad and Dave, you're spot on regarding cabin life. No acknowledgement of you two. Tough break. With a cabin for 15 years, Cross Lake era, Dave, the coach, my son, Andrew. We had many conversations about cabin life, and you're correct. It's time to back up a maintenance cabin we all enjoy with our kids, and you're lucky if you have 4.5 coming back on the weekend. Also, Dave was abusive, screamed at the kids. No, I'm making that part up.
Are you?
Annandale is a great spot. Lake Sylvia, beautiful, very clean lake, too. Now, would that make it even, would that move you up to your 7 to 8 if it was something like was an hour away, or do you want to be the 2-3 hours away?
It depends on the location you get, but
yeah.
I'm more inclined to
fully,
get a little further north.
Yeah, fully get it. Chad, don't paint the picture. Sometimes it sucks, but plan it right. Lots leave at a good time and come home later. We used to have a cabin sold after feeling the pressure to go up there every weekend and do all the work. We can now enjoy traveling to U.S. and Europe, and we do it without guilt. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it. Seriously, if you live in Minnesota and you've heard of Gull Lake, sarcasm. Sarcasm.
I haven't. Well, where is this place you're talking about?
Some of our best members with our daughter and family are at the cabin. I still dream about the cabin. I love the cabin. It's the only place you can really go and totally relax. Looking at the lake, looking at the birds, watching kids having fun. Cabins are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All in the eye beholder. Last thing, and then Major Garrett. Our friend, your producer, Dave Josephson, is emceeing a wedding. I told you I've been to 3 or 4 weddings where there's MC.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts. Hey, everybody, we're going to do the dance now. I mean, I don't need an – do you want – if you go to – you and Jen are going. Are you excited – if you've seen MC, because I dread it.
It doesn't bother me all that much. Probably because I've served as an MC of a wedding before, just like on the Grand March or
so
whatever
it is. You skilled it. You mastered it.
Crushed it.
You just walked away. You're like the Donald Trump of MCs.
Pretty much.
Okay, like what did you say? What were you doing?
Well, it's just because I was in my buddy's, I was in his wedding, and then I was first, and then I introduced everybody, you know, hey, and ladies and gentlemen, newly Mr. and Mrs., you know, that one. Not like the whole ceremony.
Well, see, I'm talking about more of the reception and when it's going on and on.
Yeah, there's...
Shut
up. We don't need the whole...
Dave?
I've never been to a wedding with an MC other than the DJ with the microphone.
Yeah,
I've been to a few. I can think of one wedding right now where it's like in our face. It's like, hey, what's the best part of the wedding?
Right, especially if it's somebody you're hiring who is way too serious about
Yes. All right, go get this sandwich. It's very good.
Yeah.
The Nashville Coop Hot Chicken, I think. Oh, excellent. Major moments away on CCO. I'm going to talk Aquarius. Every day, you should be drinking water. Every single day. And outside of very few of us, we're not drinking enough water. And also, a lot of us are drinking water that really isn't that good for us. That's not an issue for me because Aquarius Home Services started in 1987. And by the time I came back here in 1990, my father had a drinking water system from Aquarius, and it was great. I mean, the water was just better. So guess what? When we first bought a house years later, I made sure we had a Kinetico drinking water system from Aquarius. I still have one right now. The water is so good, whether you start the day with water, you start the day with coffee, you start the day with hot chocolate, whatever you're cooking, you're making pasta, you're making oatmeal, there's an endless list where you need good water, and you get that with Aquarius. But they also help with all of your, everything that's in your utility room. Don't forget, obviously, the water softener, which helps with your dishwasher, your washing machine, your showers, that's essential. But anything that's in your utility room, whether it breaks down, you need a little fine-tuning, or it needs to be replaced, these are trustworthy people. They've been in my house, the houses I've owned for the last 30 years, number of times, whether I get the yearly maintenance or something breaks down, every time, every single time, the service has been great. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Major's here. Best guest in America on a weekly basis. We're lucky to have him, Major Garrett. He is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. As I was driving in, I was listening to your interview, your conversation with the border czar, Tom Homan. Mm-hmm. Two-parter. I have thoughts, but tell me what stood out most to you about what Mr. Homan, in the exchange with you, what information that he shared with stood out most to you?
First of all, for everyone's knowledge, I want to have him on the show as often as possible because there has to be an ongoing conversation about what's happening in our country that is going to accelerate and dramatically increase in scope and ferocity because of the new law President Trump signed last week. More than $75 billion are going to flow instantly into ICE and Customs and Border Patrol, massively increasing their budgets and their reach. And all the things that have been playing out for the last 4 or 5 months are going to get bigger. And if you are alarmed by that, prepare yourself. If you are a fan of it, you're going to see more of it. But America is going to look different 6 months from now than it does today on its immigration enforcement. So I want Tom Homan on the program to explain what their points of view are as often as possible. And he's agreed to come on. And what struck me last night is three things. One, I asked him about the New Hampshire federal district court judge blocked president's attempt through executive order to abolish birthright citizenship. And what Tom Homan said was, if a district court judge is trying to block the agenda the American people voted for, and the American people elected Donald Trump to another term, and he promised to do this on birthright citizenship, that, however, does not allow for the rewriting of the American Constitution and the 14th Amendment. And until the Supreme Court decides the 14th Amendment means something different than it historically has meant, these things have to be taken seriously. Their attitude is, we were elected, therefore what we say birthright citizenship means is what it means. And that's a huge conflict, and he's unapologetic about that. He also said, when I brought up the statistic, that 46% of those in ICE detention today have no criminal records in this country. He said, well, you might have misdemeanors, or they might have things in the future. You're not counting them incorrectly, but it doesn't matter.
No.
If you're in this country illegally, we're coming after you, and we're going to come after you more aggressively than ever before. That also struck me.
Can I jump in on that one?
Yeah, sure, please.
Because I think that should stand out, in particular to moderates, to independents who ended up breaking towards Donald Trump over the vice president. When the president said, we're going to get criminals, would inflate the total numbers, would take criminal numbers over like five or six different administrations and all of a sudden say they all came in under Joe Biden, just distorting the numbers. The president's never done that before. It's just the only time he's done that. But when you hear that about half the people who have been apprehended are here, and I know the hardcore MAGA folks saying, well, if they're here and they're not documented, they're all illegal. Okay, so understand, I understand that viewpoint. But when the president, Tom Homan, not as much Tom Homan, but other supporters said, what the president is going to emphasize is those who have committed offenses and we need to get them out. And when you find out half of them have not committed a felony, that's your just Roman neighborhoods, your Roman businesses, and you're finding people and you're rounding them up, which is happening.
Right. So that part of it is, I think, something I always want to ask Tom Homan about, because he always says we are taking out public safety threats and national security threats, but the numbers don't back that up. And there are 58,000 people in ICE detention now. There will soon be more than 100,000. The other thing, the last thing I will say that Tom Homan said that struck me is they're going to massively expand either temporary or long-term deportation facilities on military bases and elsewhere. They want them near runways so they can fly people out of the country as rapidly as possible. And as our immigration reporter, one of the very best in that space in this entire country, Camila Montoya Galvez, reported on before Tom Homan came on, they want to completely meaning the Trump administration wants to completely bypass immigration courts and due process procedures. They want people on expedited removal, and that's why they want to move you into the deportation place, and they want that deportation place to be near a runway so they can fly you out of here. And their level of intensity / aggression on this is only going to increase because this new law fuels that aggression with tens of billions of dollars in new money.
Let's pause right here. Let's take a break so we have plenty of time for Major. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Epstein files and what MAGA thinks about that, how upset they are at Donald Trump and his administration. Does that linger? Does that fade away? And also, Sunday is 1 year since an attempt on the president's life. Does a great journalist like Major Garrett feel like we've learned as much information as we should have at this point about Thomas Crooks, Secret Service, incompetence, and everything that was associated with an attempt to kill the man who's the president of the United States right now, Donald Trump. I want to talk about what I see at my house every day, what you see every day at your house, your condo, apartment. You're not going to change the windows at your apartment. Dave, you'd really have to be committed to say, I'm going to pay for my own windows at my apartment.
Yeah, you might not get the deposit back.
No, either. That's not going to work. But when you look out the windows at your house, at your condo, do they look good? Are you just judging that if they're clean? Are you judging that because the screens are working? Do you really know if they're giving you the best benefit for heat, for air conditioning, for electricity costs? Has a seal broke? Do they match the best styles available? I know I have that right now because I moved into a house not quite 20 years ago, and I was lucky enough to move into this house with Pella windows and doors. And now I'm getting ready to move, and yeah, I made sure this house had Pella windows and doors. This company has been around for not 10 years, 100 years. I started my experience by going to the showroom in Plymouth. Everybody was friendly. You can find out about the showroom in Plymouth. You can find out about the showroom in Woodbury if you go to PellaNorthland.com. They'll come out to your place for a free visit. And how about this opportunity in the month of July from PellaNorthland.com? No payments, no interest. If paid in full within 24 months and $250 off per window, $500 off per door, it's PellaNorthland.com. 40 years ago, Sunday, Major Garrett, Live Aid. England, back here in the States, were you watching Live Aid at some point that day?
I don't think so.
How long have you hated music?
I should have been.
Up With People concert or Raffy? I mean, where were you?
Yeah, that's a deep cut.
That was a deep cut right there. Not even sure I can identify Raffy, but I just went with it.
Apples and bananas.
Yeah, that's
apples
right.
And bananas.
That's right.
Look, I might have watched some of it. I can't remember. I know that I underestimated its long-term impact, not only immediately, yeah, but over time. And I would say that this is one of the things that for journalists is kind of a problem because you get myopic. So if I'm not covering it or I'm not going to be covering it,
yeah,
I tend to miss it because I'm kind of tunnel visioned on the things that I've either just done or things I'm preparing to do or things I'm either, because it was a long work week, recovering from or getting ready for it. So it sounds weird, but I miss things that I ought not to miss, and I probably wouldn't miss if I wasn't a reporter.
Yeah. Dave, this could be a new game, things we tell Major Garrett that he's missed. I'll go first. Major, the Beatles broke up. Dave, what do you have?
Yeah, have you heard about the moon landing,
Major? No longer on television.
Yeah. How about the moon landing? Have you heard about that one? All right. So speaking of things with lasting implications.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, no longer with
yes,
us.
Yes, yeah, RBG, yes. Novak Djokovic, no longer in the Wimbledon.
Johnny Carson, no longer. Yes. And David Letterman, no longer.
Yeah, they're out.
Television.
Jack Parr, done. The MAGA folks were convinced that when Donald Trump came to office, we would see many things, and they've been pleased by many, but they would see the Epstein files, the Epstein list. It was right. In fact, we played the audio from Pam Bondi multiple times this week.
Yeah.
John Roberts, who you know, asked Pam Bondi months ago about the Epstein file, and I know she gave this very bizarre explanation later, but she flat out said, it's on my desk. It's right here. So the MAGA folks are saying, who of the elites is on that? We know Bill Clinton, we know Bill Gates. They don't, but they just said they knew, and others. And all of a sudden, we get this announcement. There's no lists. There's nothing. And any of your suspicions about what happened to Jeffrey Epstein, put them aside. He killed himself. I don't. And then the president, by the way, acted just completely upset the next day in the fawning cabinet. What, you're still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? The president who can talk about something 5 million times that happened 9 years ago. And the audacity said, what, you're still talking about that? Will this have any notable lasting effect among the loyalists who clearly are mad at him about this?
So we're going to find out this weekend. In Florida, Turning Point USA is meeting for a two-day conference today and tomorrow. About half the attendees are those in the MAGA movement who are very ticked off about this. And they're supposed to be on stage. And I'm just going to be fascinated to see if this roils things. Because if it doesn't royal thing at Turning Point USA, where the MAGA world meets and greets
Zenith
and reinforces itself and bounces ideas and concepts and conspiracy theories off one another or whatever, if it doesn't roil that, then I think it's going to die down and be kind of a murmur. But I'm not expecting that it will, because Jeffrey Epstein was something larger than the very legitimate criminal issue of human trafficking, specifically sex trafficking of young girls. And the ones who are raising the biggest questions about this say, wait a minute, how did this person and Ghislaine Maxwell get convicted and we don't know anything else about what they did or who they did it with? There's got to be some other connective tissue here. There has to be. That's their assumption. And it has been fueled for years by those in the MAGA movement, particularly the current FBI director, Kash Patel, and his deputy, Don Bongino. And when Pam Bondi says, it's on my desk, and then she does what every politician in a sudden fix does, which is to say, what you heard me say is not what I was really saying.
Correct.
Okay? So I've watched politicians do that, sometimes to great success. Sometimes it blows up in their face. But what enrages MAGA world is they were told that this crowd would not act and talk like typical politicians in a fix. And on this issue, and I also equate it to the movie Sound of Freedom. Some of the audience know what I'm talking about. Others might not. Sound of Freedom in 2023 was the most successful independent film of that year. It made $215 million at the box office. It cost $15 million to make. What was that movie about? Human trafficking.
Yes.
And evangelical Christians, Trump supporters, those in the QAnon or QAnon adjacent, or just people who thought this was an issue that needed to have some kind of resonance, would go to the theater or, Chad, buy tickets and never go to the theater just to bankroll it, to raise its visibility in the cultural conversation of this country. That's why I think this thing is going to linger. But we'll find out first and foremost this weekend in Florida at Turning Point USA.
I have to go quick here because we have 90 seconds. It deserves more time. But Sunday is also 1 year since Donald Trump, Thomas Crooks tried to kill him. We recently, in the last 24 hours, had six Secret Service agents suspended.
Yeah, this was done a while ago. They just admitted it now.
Yes, yeah. If you could ask one question about what happened that day, what would it be?
Who was Thomas Crooks? Do we know everything we need to know about him, his motivations?
No.
And how did he get up there, fly a drone, and have people spectating in the audience saying, look at that guy over there.
Yes, exactly.
And they're still getting shots off. I've never understood those three things.
Are you especially happy now that the Dodgers have lost six straight games?
Could not be happier.
Yeah.
I wish my Padres would have won more during those six games. Yeah. They've been 500, so they haven't gained as much ground as I would have preferred. But anytime the Dodgers suffer, I'm happy.
Man has children, he's successful, and he just said when the Dodgers lose, there's nothing in life that brings him more joy. I mean, that's it. That's it. We separated from England and formed our own country. I'll tell you about that next week. Other things we'll tell Major Garrett. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Yeah. Thomas Crooks. How was he on the top of the building as long as he was? Remember when the video came out, the guy was pointing at me like, no way. Yeah, he was pointing at him. There's still a lot of questions about what happened that attempt that we should know, and we don't, and that's wrong.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.